Good morning, Boker Tov, Buenos Dias, Sabah Alecher. This is Shana Fold here from Tel Aviv with the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm here to give you the daily headlines so you can get caught up quickly. Today is Tuesday, August 4th, 2020. Let's get to the news. Israel fights back, leaving 15 dead in southern Syria early Monday morning, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The site the Israel Defense Forces fired upon belongs to pro-Iranian militias operating in Syria near the Iraqi border. The firing comes in response to an attempted attack from four men at the border who were caught on camera approaching and then entering Israeli territory. After the men were killed, weapons and a bag containing explosives were found in that area. The observatory said the attack left casualties and destroyed positions, bases, weapons, and warehouses in Syria. The men killed there are considered to be of Iraqi descent and were transported to Iraqi hospitals. It is thought that the back-and-forth action at Israel's northern border could be a response to Israel having carried out an airstrike in Syria's capital region, killing a member of Hezbollah weeks ago. The terrorist organization said Israel should expect a retaliation. Well, I didn't even have time to celebrate this piece of news before it turned into a lawsuit. Sunday, the Jerusalem municipality began offering free marriages for couples who want to tie the knot but are either tight on funds or can't wed due to the coronavirus. But of course, since official marriages in Israel are conducted through a religious court, or the Rabbanut, that leaves out people who cannot get married according to Jewish law, like gay couples or anyone who's technically not Jewish. So, Israeli organizations dedicated to pluralism in the nation filed a suit yesterday against the Jerusalem District Court. The suit calls for the program to stop until it becomes available for all couples. Other cities like Givatayim or Hod HaSharon offer similar programs, but don't require the couple to pass through the Rabbanut. The offering from the capital city is called Marrying in Jerusalem, and it includes access to some of the best parks, promenades, and views in Jerusalem. No more than 20 people can come together for the event. It's meant to run until September 18th, which is the eve of Rosh Hashanah, or the Jewish New Year. Three border officers are under arrest for allegedly assaulting and robbing multiple Palestinians at a border crossing, and corroborating their story about it before being taken in for questioning. Eight incidents over the course of several months have come up accusing these officers at the Meitar checkpoint, which is located at the southern tip of the West Bank near Beersheba. Investigators believe the officers punched, kicked, and robbed thousands of shekels from Palestinians at the crossing and then divided up the loot for themselves. The allegations came up after construction workers entering Israel told their employer about the incidents, and he complained to Israeli authorities. A lawyer for one of the suspects denies the allegations and says the Palestinian men are just angry that officers were doing their job strictly. Okay, I have a few short stories coming up, but first I have a question to ask. What time do you listen to the Israel Daily News podcast? I asked this question yesterday, and so far, I've gotten an answer from a couple up in the north of Israel. They say they listen to the podcast anytime between lunch and bedtime. Thank you for messaging me all the way from Ma'alot, Israel, which is a city north of Nahariya. So, everyone, contact me. I am curious. Send me a note on social media, drop us a line using the contact page in the show notes. Let me know what time you listen. Also, the Israel Daily News podcast has been approached by Audible, which is the audiobooks podcast and all things audio sector of Amazon. The company asked me to sign up for the trial and see if I would recommend it to my listeners. I do. My mom and I have been discussing some of the titles and benefits of getting to listen to books while you drive or cook. Of course, that's only if you're not listening to the Israel Daily News podcast at that time. Sign up for the link using Audible Trial, that's A-U-D-I-B-L-E, Trial, T-R-I-A-L.com, /Israel Daily News. Let me know what you choose to listen to, and then let's talk about it on the show. The link is also in the show notes, so you can find it there. What do you guys think of this next story? Two members of Maccabi Tel Aviv's soccer team have been thrown off the field for statutory rape. 28-year-old Dor Mika and 27-year-old Omer Atsili have both been accused of having sex with underage girls. They say the story is one-sided, and Haaretz reports the players have proof the girls told them that they were 17 years old, which is the legal age in Israel. Maccabi threw both members off the team while the parties reach a financial settlement. The maximum jail time for this offense in Israel is 5 years behind bars. Like I said, I'm interested to know what you all think of that story. El Al is getting a time extension. The company was supposed to pay out refunds to those who had flights canceled by August 14th, according to that Israeli ruling. But now the airline has an extension that will run until October 1st. That's only if the Knesset passes it. Only airlines that had to reduce their traffic by 70% will get to take advantage of this extension. So that includes Israel and Arkia as well. El Al will need to repay 1.1 billion shekels, or $320 million, to its customers who can't make good on the flights that they bought. Last story of the day, and it is a fun one. Dolphins were spotted off the coast of Israel, and Ynet has the photos and videos to prove it. In the distance, you can see the Tel Aviv skyline as a pod of mommy and baby dolphins play alongside a private boat that was out in the early morning for a ride on the Mediterranean. There were about 20 dolphins seen, and they stayed with the boaters for around 30 minutes, playing and swimming alongside the boat. This doesn't happen often, but it's not completely crazy. There have been other dolphin sightings in the Mediterranean Sea. I really believe that I saw some dolphins, or maybe it was even a whale, when I went down to the Red Sea in Sinai much earlier in the year. I checked it out. There are whales that swim in the Red Sea. For me, it's so fun to talk about marine life. I just love it. All right, well, that's it for today's news. Today is Tuesday, August 4th, 2020. We've got a low of 26 and a high of 31 degrees Celsius in Tel Aviv. That's 78 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 88 degrees in the central city. Thanks for getting caught up with me, and don't forget, subscribe to the Israel Daily News podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're hearing it from. I am everywhere. Don't forget to send in your answer to this week's question, which is, what time of day do you listen to the podcast? I'll send you off into the middle of this week with music from famous Israeli DJ Trip L. He's won the MTV Europe Music Award for Best Act. He's performed at festivals like Life in Color or Tomorrowland alongside celebrity DJs Steve Aoki, Afrojack, and the late Avicii. Here's a song called Ve'im Tavoi Elai with world-famous Israeli singer, songwriter, and pianist Idan Reichel. I love this song. Have a great and productive day. נשאר ביחד, הולכים את הדרך הזו לתמיד יד ביד ואם תבואי אליי נשאר כל הלילה ולחש לך מילים שתדעי שאני שלך ובבוקר תראי נשאר ביחד, הולכים את הדרך הזו לתמיד יד ביד
עכשיו הגיע הרגע הרי חיכית לי ואני תמיד חיכיתי לך והנה היום הזה הגיע